弟兄姊妹们，晚上平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
听到我的声音吗？好像我的播音机好像不太行。
Can you hear me well?
可以吗？可以啊，那就好了。在我还没有分享主的话之前
，Before I share with you the word of the Lord，
我们亲爱的吴淼瑶弟兄希望我在这里讲两句话。
Our dear brother Eric Wu asked me to share with you a few words.
要我讲两句话，要我讲一个小故事。
And asked me to share with you a few words and a story.
前面弟兄面前我必须顺服。
And I must submit to the brothers who are before me.
我们弟兄昨天太激动了，把重要的日子讲错了。
Our brother yesterday was very excited and he made a mistake on the date.
英文用 excited 好像不太对，不过他昨天提到我们的前面弟兄江老弟兄，他回到主的怀中的日子讲错了。
And he mistaken the date which our dearly brother Stephen Kong went to be with the Lord.
正确的日期是7月2号。
It is July the 2nd.
我们弟兄讲了7月7号。
And our brother said July the 7th.
还讲了两次。
And he said it twice.
那今天他要求我在这里做一个说明，其实我说不说明其实不重要，不过他要求我就说明一下。
Our brother asked me to make a clarification.
那我在这里重新的更正，是7月2号不是7月7号。
So I make a correction, it is July the 2nd.
我们弟兄要我讲一个我跟江立松的一点小故事，我就讲一讲，刚好跟我要讲的题目是能够连起来的。
Now brother asked me to share a small story between me and our brother, and it has to do with what we're going to talk about tonight.
其实大会的题目是使我认识基督。
The theme of the conference is that I may know him.
其实是一个属灵的事情。
This is a spiritual matter.
其实绝对不是一个头脑的事情。
This is not at all a thing of the head.
我记得如果没有错的话，大概40年前。
If I remember correctly, about 40 years ago.
那时候我大概是第一次听到江松讲到神永远的旨意。
That was the first time I hear Brother Stephen Kong speaks on the eternal purpose of God.
我听完以后，我里头感觉非常的好。
And after I heard it, within me, I felt really good.
你说我那个时候还是年轻啊，就是不太懂规矩。
Back then I was young, so I didn't know the rules.
你知道听完江老松讲完以后，我就跑到他老人家跟前去。
No, after I heard him speak, I went to him.
我说江老松，你讲得真好。
And I said, Brother Kong, you spoke well.
但是呢，你的信息好是好，但是不沾地。
The message is so great, but it does not touch the earth.
怎么生活？我听来听去听不出来。
How do I live? I cannot hear it.
我年轻弟兄看着我。
Our elderly brother looked at me.
他笑笑。
He smiled.
你知道，如果你有经验就知道了。
And if you experience that, you'd know what's coming.
他笑笑，摇摇头，然后就走了。
He smiled, he shook his head, and he walked away.
我站在哪里？我发呆啊。
And I was stunned.
怎么没有答案呢？
Where is the answer?
过了那么多年，我慢慢晓得了。
And after this many years, I slowly understand.
你在讲还是不懂啊。
As he explains, I still wouldn't get it.
其实属灵的事情怎么能够说得你明白呢？
The spiritual things, how can we understand it?
那感谢主，那么多年过来，在主面前有点学习，我就知道了。
I thank the Lord that after some years of learning before the Lord, I know something.
我们常以为说我们头脑通过了，我们就学会了。
We often say that if we understand it in our head, we get it.
我们每一个在地上学习的人都是这样，你必须有头脑通过你才学会。
And every person who learns things in this world learned it in this way, in our head first.
但这是属灵的事情，也不是这样子的。
But spiritual things are not so.
好，小故事讲完了。
That's the small story.
那当然还有很多了，但是我想讲这个就好了。
Of course I have other stories, but...I feel that's good enough.
我们还是再一次来温习这次大会的经文。
Let us come to review the theme verse.
我们看腓立比书第三章，我们看第八节。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
腓立比书三章第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。为要得着基督。
Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我们看第十节
Verse 10.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
昨天我跟弟兄姊妹们交通一点，我们需要来认识这位主。
Yesterday we shared down that we need to know this one.
我们认识主不是头脑的认识，只是生命的一个的经历，一个生命的体会跟学习。
And it's not a knowledge in our head, but a life experience.
我还说到一个我感觉很重要的，可能我昨天讲的不够强。
And I shared with you something that I emphasized on, but perhaps not emphasized enough.
我们常以为说我们不可能一下子就认识基督是至宝的。
We often say that we cannot at once know Christ as the excellency.
我们是从认识基督是从一点一点的开始。
We know Christ from the beginning a little bit at a time.
我心里头的感觉，其实今天在教会里头，我们何等需要有这个实际。
And this is the reality we so need in the church today.
今天地上实在太乱了。
In this world is filled with chaos.
全世界就是一片的混乱。
The whole world is in chaos.
我在这里不需要给弟兄姊妹描写，你们都清清楚楚知道的。
I do not need to describe it to you, you all know this.
不但就世界满了混乱。
Not only this world is filled with chaos.
我大胆地说，有很多聚会的地方都是充满了各样的混乱。
I speak with boldness that in many gatherings it's filled with chaos.
那今天怎么能够从这混乱里头我们能够出来呢？
How can we leave from this chaos?
有一个很重要的东西我们必须要学懂的。
And there's something very important we must learn.
那就是要认识基督。
That is to know Christ.
不但要认识他。
Not only to know him.
还要认识他方方面面。
But to know all aspects of him.
就好像保罗说，要认识我们基督是何等的超越。
And to know, as Paul said, the excellency of Christ.
他是超过一切。
He surpasses all.
弟兄姊妹，我们嘴巴可以讲。
Brothers and sisters, we can speak with our lips.
甚至我们可以用这些来教导很多的人。
Even we can use these to teach many people.
但是问题是，这是你真的有这个认识吗？
But the issue is, do you truly have this knowledge?
所以今天晚上，我跟弟兄姊妹们一同来思想一点。
So tonight, as we contemplate on this,
我们怎么能够认识我们的主？
How can we know our Lord?
弟兄姊妹，其实今天晚上我所讲的没有什么新的道理。
Friends, sisters, what I'm going to share with you tonight is not new.
甚至说我今天晚上就是把福音重新讲一遍就是了。
In other words, I am just repeating what is the gospel.
但弟兄姊妹，其实虽然是最基本的，但是有的时候我们好像把最基本的事情忘记了。
Friends, sisters, this seems the most fundamental, but we sometimes have forgotten the fundamental.
我们认识主必须具备第一个条件。
To know the Lord, we must have the first criteria.
那就是要跟我们的主耶稣有同一个生命。
That is, we need to have the same life as Christ.
你知道只有同一个生命才能够彼此认识的。
You know that only the same life can you know each other.
如果你没有那个生命，你根本就不晓得他是怎么一回事。
Without the same life, you would not know at all what he is about.
弟兄姊妹，
神要我们认识他。God wants us to know him.
你知道神要我们认识他，他要付代价的。
You know, for us to know the Lord, he needs to pay a price.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚好我们在地上，你要学个东西，你要付代价，对不对？
If we were to learn something in this world, we have to pay a price.
我们知道，在每一个世界每个地方，你要进个好的大学不容易啊。
You know, wherever you are, you want to go to a good school. It's a hard price.
他在中国大陆有高考，在台湾有联考。
And in China, in Taiwan, there are provincial exams.
你要考到高分。
If you want to have good mark,
然后你才有机会进到好的大学。
Then you have the opportunity to go to a good school.
我想这个我们在座的很多弟兄们，你都这样走过来的，不是吗？
I think this is the way that you've all went to.
你要到好的学校学习。
If you want to go to a good school,
你要学好的知识，
if you want to learn good knowledge,
你要出代价的，
you need to pay a price.
啊，我还记得我为了预备要进大学的时候，我最懒惰的人还要好好读读书啊。
I remember when I had to prepare for university, I was lazy and yet I had to make preparations.
我还跑到图书馆里头，从早上八点钟一直坐到晚上八点钟啊。
And I went to a library and sit from 8 to 8.
我要努力的，我才可以有这个机会来学习。
I worked diligently.Diligently in order to gain that opportunity to learn.
不然的话，这个大学的门不会为我打开的。
Otherwise, the door of the university would not be open to me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过神给我们何等的恩典？
But brothers and sisters, have you thought of the grace of God?
我们的神为我们预备好了。
Our God has made preparation.
神要我们能认识他。
In order for us to know Him.
使我们知道他的伟大，知道他的超越。
In order for us to know His greatness, His supremacy.
他知道如果凭着我们这个吃了分别善恶树果子的人，我们不可能知道的。
He knew that according to us who ate from the fruit of the tree of life, tree of knowledge, we would not be able to get it.
根本不可能。
It's not possible.
所以我们的神预备了救恩。
So our God prepared salvation.
他付了那个代价。
He paid that price.
他让他的爱子的命为我们舍了。
He asked his son, beloved son, to give his life for us.
然后他的爱子的血为我们流出来。
His beloved son shed his blood for us.
然后把这个神儿子永远的生命来给了我们。
And he has given to us the eternal life of the son.
叫我们这个相信的人得着神儿子的生命。
Whoever believed have the life of the Son.
弟兄姊妹，从那个时候开始，我们就可以开课了，可以上学了。
Brothers and sisters, from that moment on, we entered into a school.
弟兄姊妹，不管你在地上学问有多了解。
Regardless of how much earthly knowledge you have.
对于说神的自己，如果没有神的生命，你根本是连门都没有。
About knowing the Lord Jesus, without his life,We are not even entering the door.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
他为我们预备好。
He made preparation for us.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你里头的生命何等宝贵吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how precious that life is in you?
这个生命不但叫我们脱去永远的死亡。
This life not only set us free from eternal death.
这永远的生命不但叫我能够有一个保证，将来我们可以到天上与我们的主在一起。
This life not only guarantees that.In the future, we will be with our Lord in heaven.
对，这一切都是主给我们的恩典，主给我们的祝福。
True, all these are blessings and grace of the Lord.
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
就是因为我们有这个宝贵的神儿子的生命，
It is because we have this precious life of the Son of God.
我们才具备这样的条件，我们能够来认识他。
Then we have this criteria to know him.
你知道，当我想到的时候，我心里头真的说不出的敬拜。
I thought of this, my heart is filled in worship.
我跟神说，神啊，我认识不认识你那么重要吗？
And I ask God, is it that important for me to know you?
主，如果我不知道不认识你，在你心里头是那么重要的一个事情吗？
If I don't know you, is this something so heavy in your heart?
你值得花这个代价叫我得到这个条件能够认识你吗？
Is it worth you paying such a heavy price?For me to know you?
弟兄姊妹，我们真不懂的。
Brothers and sisters, we don't understand.
我想我们的主知道。
And I know that our Lord knows.
如果我们不认识他。
If we don't know him.
我们失去太多的祝福。
We lose on so many blessings.
如果不认识他。
If we don't know him.
我们这个人存在的意义就失去了。
We lose the meaning of our existence.
我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
在宇宙里头，神预备了一个器皿。
In the universe, God has prepared a vessel.
这个器皿有个特定的用途的。
And this vessel had a specific purpose.
这个器皿能够盛装神儿子的生命。
And this vessel contains the life of God.
然后这个器皿能够认识神的自己。
And this vessel is able to know God himself.
弟兄姊妹，不管人家怎么看你。
Brothers and sisters, regardless of how other people
我亲爱年轻的弟兄姊妹，你要看自己的尊贵在哪个地方。
My young brothers and sisters, you need to see how honorable you are.
今天我对着年轻的弟兄们，我心里头真的有很多的着急。
And today I'm anxious toward the young brothers and sisters.
你没有看到你在神眼里头是何等贵重的器皿。
You do not see in the eyes of our God how honorable, how precious you are.
我们主把生命放在你里头。
Our God has put His life in you.
那个神儿子的生命。
The life of the Son of God.
那个超越的生命。
That excellent life.
那神荣那荣耀所发出光辉的生命。
And the life that the light of God.
放在我们的里面。
That is in us.
叫我们能够认识他。
So that we can know Him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当具备这些条件之后。
When we have this criterion,
主就在我们环境里头不断的工作，不断的工作。
Our Lord start to work in our surroundings,
叫我们能够做一个认识主的人。
So that we become someone who knows the Lord.
昨天我已经讲过了。
Yesterday I've already said.
那今天晚上我就不需要在这里重复了。
I will not repeat it today.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
那我们怎么能够来认识主呢
？How can we know the Lord?
换句话说
In other words,
如果你发觉你有没有认识主你有什么的特点呢
If you know the Lord, what characteristic do you have?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你知道地上的知识你越知道你会越骄傲的
You know the earthly knowledge, the more you have, the more proud you are.
你同意吗
Would you agree?
你可能表面上你感别人在看哎你还是很谦卑的样子。
Perhaps superficially, you show as humble.
但是在骨子里头你一定是会骄傲的。
But within you, in your core, you have pride.
因为你说我知道的你不知道。
Because you say, what I know, you don't know.
我知道的你不懂。
What I can do, you don't.
我还记得我有一个我认识一个大学的教授。
And I knew a professor in university.
他是很有名的一个教授。
He is a famous professor.
有一天我跟他吃饭他跟我说。
One day I had a meal with him and he said,
他说郭定强我怎么能够谦虚啊
?He said to me, Timothy Kwok, how can I be humble?
这个山呢我已经爬到山顶了。
I have already climbed to the top of the mountain.
我周围看看跟我同站在山顶的不到五个人。
And I look around, there's only less than five people on the same mountain.
我低头一看你是那群人在底下连路都没找到。
And as I look down, there's a group of people who hasn't even found a way to climb the mountain.
他说我怎么能够谦虚
?How can I be humble?
弟兄姊妹当你头脑的知识地上的知识一直增加的时候你就变成一个骄傲的人。
Francis, as you increase in earthly knowledge, you increase in your pride.
弟兄姊妹你不要以为说这是地上的学问哦。
Do not think that this is earthly knowledge only.
连所谓属灵的知识还是一样的。
Even spiritual knowledge is the same way.
当你对所谓属灵知识你越来知道越多你很自然的你就看不起很多人了。
If you knew more and more of the so-called spiritual knowledge, you look down on other people.
我年轻的时候真愚昧啊。
When I was younger, I was foolish.
我说哎呀你圣经读了几遍啊
We say to each other, how many times have you read the Bible?
我读了他说我读了五遍五遍太少了。
Someone said five times, I said, that's too few.
弟兄姊妹我又问他说到底你看了几本属灵的书啊
?And I asked him, how many spiritual books have you read?
你看哪个人写的书啊
?Whose book have you read?
哎呀他讲出来我说哎呀你程度太低了。
And they say something, and I said, that is too low.
你应该看史柏克弟兄的书。
Read Brothers, from Austin Sparks.
你要看尼托生弟兄的书
Brother Nee's book.
我告诉你我都看懂了我都看完了
I tell you I have read them and I understood
你跟我不是一个档次的
You're not on the same level as me
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
其实每一个在追求地上知识分别善恶树的果子的人就是这个表现
This is the characteristic of someone who ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil
你原来我说连所谓属灵的知识都是会将错误的
Forgive me for saying this that even spiritual knowledge we would make the same mistakes
我们还是骄傲在人的面前
Before man we are proud
我们还以为说我知道比你多
And we think that I know more than you
我的经历比你深
I have more experience than you
我对主的认识比你更多更多
And I know of the Lord more and more than you
那很自然你就看不起这个弟兄看不起这个姊妹
Very naturally you look down on this brother and that sister
弟兄姊妹如果是这样的话
And sisters if it is that
我告诉你你还不是还没有认识主
You have not yet known the Lord
虽然你可以讲得头头是道
You can explain things very well
你可能把所谓的神学的道理你讲得很清楚
You can even explain so-called theology
你告诉我说什么叫系统神学。
You can tell me what is systematic theology.
你可以告诉我说神论是怎么样，基督论是怎么样，什么是教恩论，什么是教会论，你都可以滔滔不绝地讲。
What is theology? What is Christology? What is gospel? You can say everything.
但是我告诉你，你讲来讲去，你还是一个不认识神的人。
But the more you say, you still are someone who does not know the Lord.
因为真正认识人神的人有一个特点。
And for someone who know the Lord has this characteristics.
那就是谦卑。
That is humble.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
腓立比书里头，保罗怎么介绍我们这位人呢？
你。The book of Philippians, how does Paul introduce our Lord?
在腓立比书第二章我们都很熟的这段话。
In Philippians chapter 2, we're so familiar with this.
我们的主是怎么荣耀的一位。
Our Lord, how glorious.
他与神同等从来不是抢夺的。
That he was equal with God and not considered robbery.
他的反倒虚己。
But he emptied himself.
他好像走台阶一样一步一步地走下来。
As he coming down the stairs one step at a time.
然后存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
He humbled himself even to the point of death and death on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们这位荣耀的主他的一生就是谦卑的说明。
And the life of our Lord Jesus,is the explanation, is the example of humility.
如果我们主这样谦卑的一位主,
if this Lord of ours is such a humble one,
你认识他,
and you know him,
你真正认识他,
you truly know him,
你怎么可能骄傲呢?
How can you be proud?
你怎么可能说我知道比你多?
How can you say, I know more than you?
我走的道路走得更好?
How can you say that I walk a better path than you?
我年轻的时候
When I was younger,
如果弟兄姊妹知道我我是聚会所背景的
If you know that I came from the background of the assemblies
那个时候所有同学叫我去他的团契我都不去
All my classmates asked me to go to their fellowship I would not go
不管是浸信会啦宣道会啦什么会我都不去
Baptist, the Alliance, I would not go
我跟他们说你们程度太低
I say you're too low
你们没有生命
You have no life
你们只有传统
All you have is tradition
你只有做法
All you have is way of doing things
你对生命的事情一点都不了解
You know nothing of life
我不去浪费我的时间
I would not go waste my time
哎呀，弟兄姊妹现在回想起来真的受愧、啊、
And when I think back I'm full of shame
满了骄傲
was filled in pride
满了自大
filled in self-boasting
以为自己都懂了
And I thought I knew
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我但愿你正在主面前我们有这个看见
May we have this true seeing the vision before the Lord
一个真正能够认识主的人
For someone who truly knows the Lord
他毕竟他生命里头所表现出来的就是谦卑
Surely in his life he demonstrates humility
谦卑是怎么回事呢?
What is humility?
年轻的时候我不懂得什么叫做谦卑。
When I was young, I didn't know what humility is.
我以为谦卑就是把头低下来。
I thought humility is just to bow down your head.
因为那个时候年长弟兄常常头都是低的。
Because the elderly brothers, their heads were always bowed.
而年长弟兄走路呢两个手放后头都走得很慢。
And when the elderly brothers walked, they had their hands behind their back and walked slowly.
然后我也走得很慢。
And I walked slowly.
我头也还放得很低。
And I bowed my head.
然后呢讲话声又很轻。
And I spoke softly.
你刚好听见就够了。
Just enough, loud enough for you to hear it.
我以为学了这一切就好了。
And I thought if I learned that, that's good enough.
那就是谦卑的表现。
The manifestation of humility.
弟兄姊妹，这叫虚伪。
Brothers and sisters, that is vanity.
这是虚假。
That is falsehood.
对吗？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，谦卑是什么呢？
What is humility?
我想谦卑必定有一个特点。
I think it must have this characteristic.
你发觉你没有。
You discover that you have none.
你什么都没有。
You have nothing.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你要认识主，我们必须有一个的条件。
For us to know the Lord, we must have this criteria.
你要跟主说，主，我要认识你。
Lord, you say this to the Lord. Lord, I want to know you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不跟主要，主怎么给你呢
？If you do not ask, how can the Lord give you?
弟兄姊妹，你以为我说几句话好像很简单的一个道理，但是是很实在的。
Brothers and sisters, you think this is simple doctrine, but it's very real.
很多时候我们以为自己都有了。
Many times we thought that we have.
我们就不晓得向主需要什么。
So we do not go to the Lord and ask.
你知道一个真正谦卑的人。
If someone who is truly humble.
他就懂得叫什么叫做恩典。
He would know what is grace.
因为他发觉他没有。
Because he discovered he doesn't have it.
而且他也明白一个事实，他在努力还是没有。
And he understands this truth that however diligent, he would not earn it.
你跟地上的学问不同。
This is different from earthly knowledge.
地上的学问你头脑聪明。
As an earthly knowledge, as long as you have a smart head,
然后你能够用功一点
and you work hard,
那个学问就跑到你头去了
and the knowledge would enter into you,
是用你自己的力量的
that is earned by your own strength.
但是认识神这个事情
but to know God,
你必须要到了一个点上
you must come to a point,
你跟我们的主说
you tell our Lord,
主我没有办法了
Lord, I have no way,
我不知道怎么认识你
I don't know how to know you,
我自己一点办法都没有
I haveno way to know you.
主，如果你不是给我恩典的话
Lord, unless you go give me grace,
我是不懂得怎么能来认识你的。
I do not know how to know you.
你跟主说，主，我要认识你。
Say to the Lord, Lord, I want to know you.
我求你把恩典给我。
And I pray to you to give me grace.
我的努力没有用。
And my earnest effort is useless.
我要我做我所谓的我努力我的代价不管用的。
And my price, the effort I put in are not useful.
我的所有在你面前是一片的空白。
All I have is vanity for you.
主，除非你对我有恩典。
Lord, unless you show grace to me.
你既然什么都没有。
Since I have nothing.
主说我加给你。
Then the Lord said,Let me add to you.
弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
你以为认识神是你努力的结果吗
do you think that to know God is the fruit of your effort?
你以为认识神是因为你自己看了多少的书听了多少堂的道吗
Do you think that to know God is because you listened to so many sermons and read so many books?
你有没有在神面前能够低下头来说主我对你有一点点的认识是因为你的恩典
Have you bowed down your head before the Lord and said to him,The little thing that I know about you, Lord, is because of the grace you have.
因为照说我没有条件来认识你。
Because according to myself, I have no criteria to know you.
主，谢谢你把生命给我。
And Lord, I thank you for the life you gave me.
主，谢谢你在这样环境各样环境里头来帮助我。
And Lord, I thank you for helping me throughout the circumstances.
然后我是一个一无所有的人。
I am someone who has nothing.
你把这个恩典给了我。
And you have gave me this grace.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
如果一个认识什么叫做恩典，能够在神面前谢恩的人，才是一个谦卑的人。
If someone who knows grace and give thanks for the grace of God, that is someone who is humble.
当你抬起头说，我这是我应得的，我告诉你，你已经不在这个路上。
When you lift up your head and you say, this is something that I am worthy of,Then you have already departed from the way.
你说我是应该得到的，你看我多努力，你看我多做了多少的事情。弟兄姊妹，如果你这样想的话，你就不够谦卑了。
You say because of my diligence, because of my hard working, I deserve this. Then you lost humility.
弟兄姊妹，我不能在这里批评你们。
Brothers and sisters, I am not here to rebuke you.
我只能批评我自己。
I can only rebuke myself.
但是你心里头你知道的。
But in your heart, you know.
你有没有这一次在主面前你低头向主说主谢谢你你叫我能够认识你一点
Have you bowed down your head before the Lord and thanked him? Oh, I can know you a little bit, Lord.
因为这是恩典
Because that is grace.
这是你给我的何等奇妙的祝福
Because this is the wonderful blessing that you have given. 所
以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
原来认识主是我们在主面前求恩典得到的结果
And to know the Lord is the result of we asking the Lord for grace.
但是如果只认识恩典我感觉还差一点点
And if we just know grace, I feel we still lack a little bit.
我应该再往深再一点点
Let us go deep further.
我们需要主的怜悯
We need the mercy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，怜悯跟恩典有一点点的不同。
Brothers and sisters, mercy and grace is slightly different.
我们读马太福音18章。
When we read Matthew 18,
我们很熟的一个故事。
This story that we're familiar with.
我想这个故事是最好说明什么叫做怜悯。
And this story best explains what is mercy.
有一个人欠他王 1,000,000银子.
And there is someone who owned his king, a million talent.
1,000,000银子.
10,000 talents.
中文跟英文是有点不一样的，反正你
10,000 talents.
你们知道就好了。
You know the story.
他欠了这个王那么多的钱。
He owned this much money to the king.
他怎么跟王说呢？
What did he say to the king?
他说王啊。
He said, King,
你给我时间。
Give me time.
我好好工作。
Let me work.
我一定能够还清的。
And I for sure would repay you.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的愚昧。
And this is the foolishness of man.
我们以为我们好努力工作就行了。
We think that as long as we work hard, it's enough.
就是1,000,000银子，我就好好努力的工作，你给我时间，我可以还清的。
As long as it's, even if it's 10,000 talents, as long as I have time and I work hard, I can do it.
我能够还这个债的。
I can pay in full.
弟兄姊妹，我们地上我们所学的不是这样吗？
Isn't this our earthly knowledge?
我们在服侍不是这样吗？
Isn't this our service?
我们服侍说，主啊，只要我再努力一点。
We say to the Lord, as long as I serve you hard.
主啊，你只要给我多一点时间。
As long as you give me more time.
主啊，好吧，你再给我3年。
Can you give me more, 3 more years?
还是给我5年。
5 more years.
我已经把这个局面给反转过来。
I'll be able to overturn this.
主啊，你再给我一点努力的时间，让我能够做，我一定能够还清这个债。
Give me some more opportunity to work, then I can repay you.
弟兄姊妹，其实不懂啊。
Friends, sisters, we say that because we don't know.
王知道。
But the king knew.
1,000,000银子，你哪有本事还呢？
10,000 talents, how can you repay it?
我简单的算过，我不知道我算的对不对。
I did some rough calculations. I don't know if it's correct.
根据当时每个人一年的工资。
According to the salary of the time.
他要工作33万年。 才能够得到几笔钱。
He has to work 330 years, 1,000 years.
还要保证他不能再买东西吃，不能买东西买衣服穿，不能买房子，什么都不可以。 每一分钱都赚下来，33万年才能还清这个债。
330,000 years without eating, drinking, or spend a dime of that money.
弟兄姊妹,
one sisters,
王怜悯他。
The king had mercy on him.
王说这个债你怎么还呢?
The king said, how can you possibly repay this?
你怎么可能还这个债呢?
How can you possibly repay this?
弟兄姊妹，你说主啊，你给我5年，我给你10年，你还是搞不定啊。
One sister, we say to the Lord, give me 5 more years. I say to you, give you 10 more years. It's not going to help.
我们只有一个的要求。
We only have one request.
主啊，怜悯。
Lord, have mercy.
怜悯。
Have mercy.
什么叫恩典?
What is grace?
恩典是从零变成正数。
Grace is from zero to go to positive.
什么叫怜悯?
What is mercy?
怜悯是从负数变成正数。
Mercy is to go from negative to a positive.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为说我们起码是零吧。
Brothers and sisters, we say at least I'm a zero.
主啊，你给我加一点我就行了。
And Lord, add to my zero.
什么叫谦卑?
What is humility?
谦卑说，主啊，我欠你的，我这辈子都还不了。
Humility is to say to the Lord, what I owe you, Lord, I cannot pay in my lifetime.
在我里头一点良善都没有。
In me, no good dwells.
在你面前，我所有的都是负数。
And in me, what I have is all negative.
我没有一点的条件能够认识你。
And I have no qualification to come to know you.
我们在主面前，主就说，主啊，求你，求你怜悯，怜悯开恩这个罪人吧。
We pray to the Lord, oh Lord, have mercy on the sinner like me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这样才是我们认识主一个基本的态度。That
is a basic attitude to know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不是说我们读圣经不重要。It's
not to say that it's not important to read the Bible.
不是说我们看属灵书籍不重要。It's
not to say that reading spiritual books are not important.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是重要的。All
these are important.
这一切对我们都是有帮助的。All
these are helpful.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有一个最重要的,
there is one most important,
你能够认识你自己,
to know yourself,
你在神面前所要求的, 就求神给我们有怜悯, 给我们有恩典,
so that we can ask the Lord to give us mercy and grace.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果没有主的怜悯跟恩典,
without the mercy and grace of the Lord,
我们不可能认识神。
we could not know the Lord.
我真希望弟兄姊妹不要以为听完这堂道以后我们就学会了。
And I hope that after you hearing this sermon, you would not feel that you have learned.
原来这是生命的故事了。
Because this is the story of life.
那我们再根据保罗的经历告诉我们什么呢？
According to the experience of Paul, what does he tell you?
我们今天下午我们圣弟兄在这里已经提了一点。
And in the afternoon, our brother Sun has mentioned some.
其实需要付一个代价。
This requires us to pay a price.
弟兄姊妹认识主。
To know the Lord, brothers and sisters.
其实一个征战。
It is a warfare.
你有没有想过
?Have you thought of this?
我们的主要我们认识他。
Our Lord asks us to know him.
那仇敌呢就要我们不认识他。
And the enemy wants us to not know him.
你可以有很多的工作。
You can have a lot of work.
你有很多的忙碌。
You can be busy about many things.
甚至你有很多所谓属灵的知识。
You can have many spiritual knowledge.
对仇敌来说这可以容让你可以让你过去的。
And the enemy would allow you to have these.
但是当你真的认识主的时候
But when you truly come to know the Lord,
那仇敌就不甘心。
The enemy was not willing.
仇敌就不愿意来认识主。
The enemy is most not willing.
因为当你真的认识他
Because when you truly know him,
你的生命有翻天覆地的改变。
Your life would have changed upside down.
你的服事要翻天覆地的改变。
Your service would be changed upside down.
因为你真的认识他，你在地上过日子就完全不一样了。
Because if you truly know him, you would live a completely different life.
仇敌一点都不愿意我们有这样的生活。
And the enemy is utterly unwilling.
这是一个征战。
And this is a warfare.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你以为征战只是外面一点点的事情吗？
Do you think warfare is something on the outside?
其实征战就在这个点上，在我们生命每一天都发生在我们生命的当中。
Warfare happens in every point of our life.
仇敌可容让我们认识很多世界的事情。
The enemy would allow us to know many things about the world.
但是我们主要我们能够认识他。
But our Lord wants us to know him.
怎么认识呢？
How do we know him?
弟兄姊妹这里有一个代价你要付的。
My sisters, there's a price we need to pay.
对保罗来说
，For Paul,
他说他要交换。
He said he wants to exchange.
他有个东西，他抓在他手里头。
He has something holding in his hand.
他以为这很好的。
He thought this is good.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读保罗的生平
，My sisters, if you read the biography of Paul,
他不简单啊。
He was someone.
他在年轻的时候已经在最好的加马列门下受教了。
And when he was young, he learned under the hand of Gamaliel.
我常说，在这个时候，他所读的是最好最好的学校。
And I said he went to the best school.
然后最好的老师。
He had the best teacher.
他在年轻的时候就是一个很好的拉比。
And when he was young, he was a good rabbi.
然后他还在议会里头可以自由的进进出出。
And he could go in and out of Sanhedrin.
弟兄姊妹，这是所有年轻人毕生梦寐所求的地位。
This is all the young people who ever dreamed of.
我看过一个资料。
I read some information.
我不知道这资料真的还是假的。
I don't know how true this information is.
我也没有去求证它。
I did not go and examine it.
这个资料是这样说。
The information said this.
每一个犹太人都希望成为拉比。
Every Jew desired to be a rabbi.
但是你要进拉比的学校好难。
But it's very hard to go to the school of rabbi.
不是每一个人都有资格进到拉比的学校里头做个拉比。
Not everyone had the qualification to enter that school to become a rabbi.
如果你成为拉比的话，在以色列人当中你是非常崇高的地位。
If you became a rabbi in the Jewish people, that is something very honorable.
换句话说，你这一生的生活也不用愁了。
And you, in other words, don't have to worry about your livelihood.
我的资料告诉我，你说一个拉比第一年学什么
？In my knowledge information, what does the rabbi school teach you in first year?
第一年就把摩西五经给背了。
To remember and recite the five books of Moses.
弟兄姊妹，我一听完了，结果是根本就不能进去。
As I heard of it, I'm done. I don't qualify.
创世纪还勉强吧，来个什么立位记啊？你真的你搞不定了。
Perhaps Genesis, but Leviticus not really.
还有民数记，还有生命记，那怎么办呢
？Deuteronomy, what am I going to do?
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
如果我资料是真的话
if the information was right,
保罗把整个旧约圣经他是熟到不能再熟了
and he is so familiar with the Old Testament,
从摩西五经
or from the five books of Moses,
从智慧书
to the books of wisdom,
从所有先知书
all the prophet books,
哎呀保罗都知道
and Paul knew them all,
但是保罗来到月点上他怎么说呢
but Paul came to a point, what did he say?
我愿意换啊
I want to exchange.
如果可以换的话，我愿意换。
If I can exchange, I change.
我要把我所有所学的，我来换，认识耶稣基督为至宝。
With whatever I have learned, I trade Christ Jesus as the excellent knowledge.
认识基督耶稣为至宝这个知识，我要得着它。
And I want to trade in to obtain this knowledge that Christ is excellent.
如果我能够不做拉比的话，能够认识基督，我不做拉比。
If I can knew Christ, I would not be a rabbi.
如果我能够不做长老，能够更认识耶稣的话，我不做长老。
If I can know Christ, I don't have to be an elder.
如果我能够进到大祭司的院子里头，这个自由，我丢下它，能够更认识基督的话，我就不要这个自由。
If it means that I forsake the privilege to enter the court of the high priest and to know Christ, I'll do it.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
保罗，我愿意丢。
He said, I'm willing to give up.
这一切我都可以丢。
I can forsake all these.
我只要能够认识基督。
As long as I can know Christ.
这一切我丢掉没问题。
All these I can forsake, no problem.
我这个人什么都没有。
For myself, I have nothing.
那很简单。
Simple.
那亲爱的弟兄们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
把你博士学位丢了认识基督你愿意。
To forsake, to give up your PhD and to know Christ, are you willing?
我们孙女士说宋尚杰博士把他所有博士都丢掉了能够来服侍主。
Our brother Song said, you know, Brother John Song has forsaken all his degrees and he came to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你的知识得来不容易啊。
The knowledge that you accumulated, you worked hard for it.
你怎么拿到个博士学位呢
How did you get your PhD?
你怎么成为一个医生呢
How did you become a doctor?
你怎么成为一个公司里的高管呢
How did you become a senior manager?
你怎么能够在众人面前你的头抬起来告诉人家说我一年的薪水有多少多少多少钱
How do you lift up your head in front of other people and tell them this is how much money I make a year?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果要你换
If you are to trade,
你愿意
Are you willing?
弟兄姊妹，你在这里，你不用表态的，你心里头知道。
Francis, I'm not asking you for an answer, but you know this in your heart.
最好什么样
？What's the best?
两样都有。
The best way is to have best of both worlds.
对不对
？Right.
我两个都有，拿着最完美。
The best is to have the best of both worlds.
弟兄姊妹，不可能的。
It's not possible.
你还记得那个少年的官怎么到主的面前
Do you remember the young ruler when he came before the Lord?
良善的父子我怎么做才能得到永生呢
Oh, good teacher, how, what shall I do? What must I do to inherit eternal life?
律法的事情律法你不是懂得吗
And the Lord said, don't you know the law?
然后他就说老师啊这一切我从小就遵守了
And he said, Rabbi, all these I have kept since my youth.
主看着他
And the Lord looked at him.
就爱他
And he loved him.
就跟他说了
And then he said,
你丢下你一切所有的来跟从
Forsake all that you have and then follow me.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主爱他
The Lord loved him.
才教他丢下所有
And asked him to forsake all that he had.
主爱你
And the Lord loves you.
跟你说丢呗
And the Lord asked you to forsake it.
丢吧
To forsake it.
丢下他
To cast it aside.
然后你就认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And then you know Jesus Christ, the excellent.
当然弟兄姊妹你知道我说的不是说你以后不上班了不做事了不是这个意思。
My sisters, you know that I'm not saying that you should quit your job and stop working.
不。
It's not so.
问题是你把这个重点放在什么地方
It's where do you put the emphasis?
到底你要在神面前你要怎么样在神面前有一个渴慕的心要更多来认识。
How, what heart of desire do you have before the Lord in order to know Him?
我们读这段经文的时候我们常常说粪土没有人要珍惜的。
When we read this verse and we say, rubbish. Nobody really cares about rubbish.
但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你真的把它看作粪土吗
Do you consider this as rubbish?
我们一生一下子就过了弟兄姊妹
Our lifetime goes by so quickly.
我到今天还记得我拿到进大学通知书那个时候的心情。
I still remember, the day I received my acceptance letter to the university.
我高兴得不得了。
I was overcome with joy.
我终于能够进大学。
Finally, I can go to university.
好像昨天。
It was like yesterday to me.
今天什么都过去了。
Today, all has passed.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
你不要给仇敌欺骗。
Do not be deceived by the enemy.
时间是将的有限。
Our time are limited.
我们常说我们要认识主但你知道我们连自己都不认识啊。
We often say that I desire to know the Lord, but we don't even know ourselves.
我们连自己是怎么一回事我们都不明白。
We do not know who we are.
我们就好像彼得一样。
We are like the Apostle Peter.
我彼得跟主说主啊我与你同死我也愿意。
Peter said, I'm willing to die for you.
其实门徒都可以离开你我绝对不会离开你的。
Everyone can leave you, but I would not forsake you.
我一定跟随你到底的。
I'm going to the end with you.
弟兄姊妹我们连自己是怎么一个人我们都不知道。
Sisters, we don't know who we are.
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我不知道主什么时候回来
I don't know when the Lord comes
我们也不知道我们人生还有多少时候能够继续的往前
I don't know how much time we have left in our lifetime
我常常劝年轻的弟兄姊妹
I often encourage the young brothers and sisters
你不要说什么事情都明天做
Do not say let me do this tomorrow
你终于来到有一天没有明天的
You would come to a dayThat there is no tomorrow.
哎呦，你说，哎呀，郭林松讲那么伤感，这不是伤感，这是事实。
You say, Brother Kwok, you're so pessimistic, but that's fact.
你最后来到有一天，这一天到了就没有明天。
You would come to a day that there is no tomorrow.
如果主迟延的话
，If the Lord tarries,
弟兄姊妹
，Francis,
抓住今天
，Lay hold of today.
换吧
，Trade it.
换吧
，trade it，
把那些所有没有价值的东西
，trade all the things that are not valuable，
换成有价值的东西
，trade it for something that is valuable，
换成能够存到永远的东西
，trade for something that will last in eternity，
能够认识基督耶稣是至宝那个知识真的放在你的里面
，so that the knowledge of Christ Jesus as the excellency that will store with you，
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们怎么认识主呢
How do we know the Lord?
认识主是圣灵的工作。
To know the Lord is a work of the Holy Spirit.
你知道这是何等奇妙的一个事情。
You know, this is a wonderful thing.
我在主面前实在也说不出话来。
I don't know how to say this before the Lord.
我刚才说了你没有生命 你学不会。
And I said, without life, you cannot learn.
好神我们的神就说好我把生命给你。
Okay, our God said, let me give you life.
但是你有生命学会了吗
But with life, have you learned?
还学不会啊。
You still didn't learn it.
还欠什么
What else is missing?
要欠的圣灵。
What is missing is the Holy Spirit.
要神的自己来教你啊。
God himself teach you.
哪有一个老师能够告诉你怎么认识神的?
Is there a teacher who can tell you how to know God?
没有一个老师有这个本事啊。
Not one teacher is able to do this.
只有神自己才能教你怎么认识神,对不对?
Only God himself can teach you to know God.
你以为说,哎呀,你找一个好像我教他什么事情我那个弟兄教我什么事情我教他就教会了不可能
You say if I find some mentor or some brothers to teach me something then I have learned it That's not the way
我所有能教的我所有能够告诉人家的不过是头脑的知识
All that I can teach and pass on to you are head knowledge
你不会认识神的
You would not know God
这是人的教
This is the teaching of man
谁能够教你认识神呢
Who can let you know the Lord?
谁有能力叫你认识神的?
Who is able to let you know the Lord?
除非是神的自己。
Unless it's God himself.
同意吗?
Would you agree?
如果不是神教你,谁有这个能力?
If it were not God teach you, who can?
然后我们的神说，好，我把神儿子的生命给你。
And our God said, okay, let me give you the life of my son.
你有这个条件。
And you qualify.
但还不够。
Not enough.
我把圣灵降下来。
I send to you the Holy Spirit.
我把圣灵与你同在。
The Holy Spirit is with you.
我在圣灵每一天生活里头来帮助你，来教导你。
And in your daily life, the Holy Spirit is to help you and teach you.
就是圣灵帮助你，你才能够认识神。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, then you can know God.
弟兄姊妹，其实何等的恩典。
And sisters, what grace.
其实何等的怜悯。
What mercy.
圣灵，你以为说你靠你自己努力可以得到的吗？
And we can't think that it's by our effort to obtain.
你还记得使徒行传的故事？
You remember what is said in the book of Acts?
一个人看到圣灵的大能。
Someone saw the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
他以为用钱就可以得到这个能力。
He thought with money he could obtain the power.
结果他换来的就是死亡。
But what he traded is death.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
除非神爱我们。
Unless God loves us.
除非神怜悯我们。
Unless God has mercy on us.
除非神给我们有足够的恩典。
Unless God gives us enough grace.
我们不可能得到圣灵。
We cannot have the Holy Spirit.
我们不可能认识神。
We cannot know the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
圣灵就来帮助我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes to help us,
我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
我不知道你会不会像我这样，我这个人常常胡说乱想的。
When I don't know if you're like me, I think of a lot of thoughts.
我想，如果啊，我能够出生早2000年就好了。
I think if I could be born 2,000 years earlier, that's better.
我要刚好生在主耶稣那个年代。
I shall be born just at the time of the Lord Jesus.
然后我就认识这位主耶稣。
Then I know this Lord Jesus.
我就跟他一起行路。
I can walk with him.
我跟他一起吃饭。
I could eat with him.
我能够听他讲话。
I could hear him.
然后我就变成一个很好的基督徒了。
And I become a good Christian.
然后我就能够好好服侍主了。
And I can serve the Lord well.
那现在呢，我亏在哪里呢？亏我出生晚了2000年。
So what is wrong with me now? I was born 2,000 years too late.
现在没机会了。
I lost out.
哎呀，没有年轻的时候，我的愚笨的想法。
And that was my foolish thought when I was young.
其实说明什么？
What does that mean?
其实说明我是属肉体嘛。
That reflects of my flesh.
对吗？
Isn't it?
属肉体的人就靠肉体认识神咯。
And the fleshy person knows the Lord through the flesh.
我是属肉体的，我就希望从肉体来认识我们的主。
I am of the flesh, therefore I seek ways of the flesh to know the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们不是凭着肉体来认识他。
We don't know the Lord through our flesh today.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit came.
他把这位荣耀的主重新启示在我们的灵里。
And he has revealed this Lord of glory in our spirit.
我们所看见。
What we see.
我们所明白的。
What we understand.
已经超过2000年前那个门徒们肉身的对主的认识。
Has surpassed what the disciples have learned in their flesh while walking with the Lord.
我们还记得约翰福音14章腓力问主耶稣的话吗？
We remember in John 14 the question of Philip.
腓力对主耶稣说，主啊，你到哪里去呢？我不知道。
And Philip asked the Lord, Lord, where are you going? The way I don't know.
他说，主啊，你我怎么知道父在哪里呢？
He said, where is the father? How do I know?
哎呀，主耶稣看见腓力，他说，腓力啊，你跟我那么多年还不认识我吗？
The Lord looked at him and said, Philip, you've been with me this many years and do you not yet know?
难道那么多年你真的不知道我是谁吗？
And this many years, do you not know who I am?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
真的不认识啊。
He really didn't know.
因为没有，这是属灵的事情。
This is a spiritual matter.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们能够认识神。
Today we're able to know God.
那是因为我们有圣灵帮助我们。
Because we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
为了帮助青年的弟兄姊妹。
In order to help the young brothers and sisters.
我愿意多讲一点。
I want to share with you more on this.
我不知道我这样讲对不对。
I don't know if this is right.
如果前面弟兄们感觉我讲的不对的话，我是愿意接受矫正。
If the elderly brother think that I speak incorrectly, I'm willing to be corrected.
如果这都是生命的故事。
If this is the story of life,
如果基督是生命树的果子，
If this is the fruit of the tree of life,
那今天我们需要地上的知识吗？
Then do we need the earthly knowledge today?
严格说起来，然后就不用读属灵的书了。
Strictly speaking, we don't need to read spiritual books.
再夸张的说，我们可以连圣经都不用读了。
More exaggeratingly,We don't even have to read the Bible.
因为郭弟兄你一直都说是生命的故事，生命的故事，不是分别善恶树的故事。
Because Brother Park, you keep saying that this is a matter of the life, not the matter of knowledge of good and evil.
那些所有的那些知识，我们都把它丢掉了。
So let us cast aside all the knowledge.
我都不需要知道了。
We don't need to know the information.
是不是呢？
Isn't it?
其实我的理解是这样。
This is my understanding. It's true.
如果在我们还没有吃分别善恶树果子之前，
If before we eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
你还没有吃结果果子，
If you never ate of it,
我们不需要这一切的东西，
Then we don't need any of this.
因为那个生命是没有间隔 的沟通，跟神有沟通，有认识。
Then we have a life that is without hindrance at fellowshipping with God.
但很遗憾的，我们的祖先们吃了分别善恶树的果子。
But regretfully, our ancestors, they ate of the fruit.
我们要头脑来知道一点。
Then we need our head to know something.
主为了帮助我们。
The Lord, in order to help us.
要我们能够，因为我们的灵太幼小了，我们的灵的力量太小了。
Because our spirit, the strength is so weak.
所以圣灵就来解开所有我们头脑能够明白的事情，来帮助我们知道一点点关于主的事情。
So the Holy Spirit comes to reveal and then open up all the spiritual matters so that we can gain some knowledge.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有圣灵，
Francis, without the Holy Spirit,
如果没有这个圣灵，
without this life,
这一切的知识不够，不管用。
And all this information and knowledge is not enough.
弟兄姊妹，今天地上的知识，包括所谓的神学的知识，都要一个的帮助，叫我们能够更多的认识神。
All our knowledge, even theology, help us to understand God.
我还记得有个年轻人问我。
I remember a young man asked me.
他说，郭弟兄，你说不要爱世界。
And he said, Brother Quack, you say, do not love the Lord, love the world.
不要爱世界，世界很好啊。
Do not love the world, but the world is good.
我不要说世界那些不好的，世界还有很多好东西啊。
You know, the world is filled with not good things, but the world has many good things.
哎呀，有的很好的艺术品，你有没有看到？
Have you ever seen the good artwork?
你有没有看到人在哲学里头有很多很好的发现？
Have you seen the discovery in philosophy?
你有没有发觉今天有些人他拍的照片拍出来多美丽？
Have you seen the beautiful photographs?
那历史历代有那么多的音乐家，他写了那么多的曲子，多好听！
And all the musicians, their music, so wonderful.
这不是世界的东西吗？
Isn't these things of the world?
这难道不好吗？
Are these not good?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我告诉你，
Let me say this.
这一切都是影儿。
All these are shadow.
如果你没有看到这背后的含义的话，
If you do not see the reality behind it,
你就完全搞错了。
Then you have mistaken.
弟兄姊妹，当你看到一幅最好看的画，
Sisters, when you see the most beautiful painting,
你要看到有一天主为我描写的远超过这个画我们能看见。
You need to know that what the Lord has prepared for us far exceeds what this painting does.
当我们听到一首美妙的音乐，
When we hear a beautiful song,
我说这歌写得真好，
We say this song is so well written.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道有一天在宝座前我们唱一条新歌，这个歌比这个更好。
But one day before the throne, we will sing a new song that is better than this song.
当这个科学家一个一个的发明，一样一样的告诉你说人是这样子做的时候，我要告诉你，你能够在神面前低头敬拜神。
And when the scientists tell you they have this discovery and that discovery, but before the Lord, we will bow down and worship you.
要像大卫说的，创天，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的。
Like David said, the heaven declares the glory of God and the universe his ways.
当那些哲学家在研究人生的意义的时候，
When the philosophers were discovering life.
他告诉你条条道理的时候,
when they were telling you all the doctrines,
但弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
你要知道唯有基督才是一切问题的答案。
Only Christ is the answer of all the questions.
分别善恶树的果子的确叫我们头脑里头懂一些事情。
The fruit of the knowledge tree of knowledge of good and evil does help us get some head knowledge.
但是这个知识如果不让我们看到基督的话,
but if this knowledge would not allow us to see Christ,
其实一点用处都没有。
It is not profitable.
圣灵在做什么工作?
What does the Holy Spirit do?
圣灵把一切你能够明白的向你解开。
The Holy Spirit reveals to you all the things that you can understand.
然后告诉你说, 其实一切地上的都是影儿。
And then he tells you that all these earthly things are shadow.
你要认识这个实体就是基督。
You need to learn this essence that is Christ.
弟兄姊妹,连律法也是一样。
And sisters, even the law is the same.
以色列人最宝贵律法,对吗?
The Israelites treasure the law, isn't he?
那个时候所有的教师就教以色列人律法。
And all the teachers teach the law.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
以色列人守律法守了那么多年了。
The Israelites have kept the law for this many years.
保罗来告诉我们。
And Paul says,
律法是什么?
What is the law?
律法是启蒙的师父。
And the law is a tutor.
教导我们说, 你不行。
And to tell you that you are not able.
唯有基督才是一切解决的方案。
And only Christ is the solution to all things.
律法摆在你生命面前, 你一直来学, 一直来学, 最后一个结果, 律法要告诉你说, 你没有办法。
When the law was set before you, you kept learning from the law to a point the law will tell you, you are not able.
只有基督才是解决的方案。Only
Christ is the solution.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这是圣灵在这里做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我可以这样说吧。
Allow me to say this.
如果你去不管你在学什么的学问,
whatever knowledge you're trying to learn,
你去读主的话,
when you read the word of the Lord,
你去读属灵的书籍,
when you read spiritual books,
如果没有圣灵帮助我们,
without the help of the Holy Spirit,
我们只是头脑的知道,我们的生活,我们的认知是一点办法都没有。
If we only have head knowledge, we cannot experience it.
我们记得约翰福音第五章的故事。
We remember in Gospel of John chapter 5.
那里说到一个38年的坛子。
That speaks of a lame man for 38 years.
然后说到一个人,他心里头想要有行动,就是行不出来。
And it says that in his heart, he desired to move, but he couldn't move.
今天我不是讲这个故事,这是背后的一个的含义。
I'm only to tell you the meaning behind the story.
这里告诉我们什么?
What does the story tell us?
其实以色列的百姓,他拿了神的律法。
The people of Israel, they took the law from God.
在旷野漂流了那么多年,
they drifted in the wilderness.
结果他们还是不能把律法的真意能够行出来。
But in the end, they were not able to walk out the essence of the law.
他以为他拿了律法, 他就能够行出律法来了。
They thought that with the law, they can walk the law.
主耶稣告诉他们,
the Lord Jesus told them.
主对这些文士, 对这些老师怎么说呢?
The Lord told these scribes and these teachers.
你们查考圣经, 以为内中有永生, 为我做见证的就是指经, 但是你不到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures and hoping to find life, but this scripture bears testimony for me, and yet you do not come to me to have life.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这些以色列人难道不懂律法吗?
Does the Israelites not know the law?
难道他们知识不够吗?
Do they lack knowledge?
弟兄姊妹, 他们都有。
Brothers and sisters, they had it all.
但是没有来到主的面前。
But they did not come before the Lord.
你就是完全没有用处。
You are completely unprofitable.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank them.
所有主粮给我们。
All the things that our Lord has measured.
我们头脑能够明白的,
all the things that our head is capable of understanding.
我们头脑能够知道的,
all the things that we can understand.
不是只叫我们懂得一些东西是人家不知道的,
is not so that we know something that other people don't know.
我们是不是应该对主说, 求圣灵来指教我们?
Should we not say to the Lord that allow the Holy Spirit to teach us?
在所有一切影儿的背后
that behind all the shadows,
主啊到底你是哪一位
Oh Lord, who are you exactly?
主你是怎么的一位
How are you, O Lord, to me?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当我们真的认识主
When we truly know the Lord,
我们才能够过一个超越的生活
We can live a life that is excellent.
如果要细细的说，我想在座很多弟兄们都知道这些的道理。
If I want to go into detail, I think many of you know these doctrines.
我只是稍微提一下就好了。
I just mentioned to you briefly.
保罗说，现在长存的有信、有望、有爱。
Paul said, what remains is faith, hope, and love.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当我们真的认识主
，When we truly know the Lord,
我们的生活里头。
In our lives,
我们就把这三个东西能够发表出来。
We would be able to manifest these three things.
我可以这样说。
I can say this.
如果你没有这三个东西。
Without these three things.
没有信，没有望，没有爱。
Without faith, hope, and love.
你的认识主哪不够具体，不够实在。
You do not know the Lord in concrete and, reality, in reality.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做信？
What is faith?
保罗在加拉太书二章里头说得很清楚。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said it so clearly.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
是主在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
现在我在肉身活着。
And while I live in the flesh.
我是因为信神的儿子而活。
I live in the faith of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
主活在我们的里面。
The Lord lives in us.
是我们信心的结果。
Is a result of our faith.
不是你头脑知道多少就够就可以的。
It is not because of head knowledge.
你真的对主有多少的信心。
How much faith do you have toward the Lord?
你就能够有怎么样的生活活在主的跟前。
Then you can have the matching life.Before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你信吗
Brothers and sisters, do you believe?
他是你生命的主吗
Is he the Lord of your life?
他是管你的人生吗
Does he govern your life?
有的话我不想在这里讲不过我帮助弟兄姊妹说一下吧
I don't want to say it, but in order to help you.
你知道有一个牧师很骄傲
There was a pastor, he's very proud.
他公开地说
He said this openly.
他说每一天我守晨更我是读原文圣经的。
He says that every day when I do my morning devotion, I read the original language.
我读希腊文圣经。
I read the Hebrew Bible, Greek Bible.
我们拿着中文还搞不太清楚嘞。
When we read the Chinese or the English, we couldn't figure it out.
那是什么意思呢
?What does that mean?
人家说我是读原文圣经守晨更的。
He said that I kept the devotion In the original language,
很多人佩服他。
Many people admire him.
每个人很欣赏他所讲的道。
Many people admire his preaching.
但是结果他的生活一塌糊涂。
But his life was in chaos.
弟兄姊妹，我要说的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, what am I saying?
这里不管用啊。
In the head is not enough.
如果你所有的知识不是变成你的信。
All your knowledge, if it does not transfer into faith.
如果我们的主那个生命那个真实不是你真的相信在你生命的当中。
If the essence of the life, the reality of life is not by the faith.
你不认识他。
You do not know him.
弟兄姊妹信心是什么
Brothers and sisters, what is faith?
保罗说
Paul said,
我是因为信神的儿子而活。
I live by the faith in the Son of God.
另外一个翻译是，我是因为神儿子的信实而活。
In other words, I live by the faithfulness of the Son of God.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
意思是说主说的算。
It means that the Lord, whatever the Lord said, it counts.
他讲了就是对了。
If he said it, it's correct.
他说的话算是话。
IfThe word that he said is a word.
其实信心的生活。
That is a life of faith.
主跟你生命当中说了什么
？What did the Lord say to you in your life?
弟兄姊妹，你知道
？Francis, you knew.
主在你生命里头讲了什么话？你信吗
？What did the Lord say to you? Do you believe?
你知道我们主是何等的信实？你是不是接受这个呢
？You know our Lord, He is so faithful. Do you accept it?
保罗说：“我今天在肉身活着，是因为神儿子的信实而活。”
Paul said, "I live."By the faithfulness of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你认识主
If you know the Lord,
你一定过一个信的生活
You live a life of faith.
那第二个
Secondly,
那当然是有盼望
And surely it's hope.
彼得告诉我们
Peter said,
我们在神面前有一个活泼的盼望
that before God we have a living hope.
其实活泼这个字啊也可以这样翻的。
The word living, we can also say this.
就好像你烧开水一样，我的弟兄姊妹，你烧过开水了。
I think we all have boiled water.
你把水烧开的时候，水就不安定的。
When you boil the water is not calm.
然后水就是啵啵啵啵啵啵一直在跳。
So the water keeps bubbling.
那彼得就说了，在我们里头有结个活泼的盼望。
Peter said that in us there is the living hope.
结个盼望在里头是每一天都在啵啵啵在跳的。
And the hope, it keeps bubbling.In you.
那弟兄姊妹，很多人你说没有盼望吗？你是有点盼望。
For many of us, do we not have hope? We have some hope.
但这个盼望太平了。
But the hope is so flat.
这个好像没有什么波澜，没有什么激动。
It does not have some wave or excitement.
但是彼得说不。
But Peter said no.
我们的盼望是活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
这个活的盼望指着天上的基业。
And the hope points to theHeavenly inheritance.
这告诉我们说我们是属天的人。
He tells us that we are heavenly people.
弟兄姊妹盼望告诉我们说我们是属天的。
And the hope tells us that we belong to heaven.
我不是蚂蚁。
I'm not an ant.
我们不是过两度空间的生活。
We do not live a two-dimensional life.
我们不是只看街边、街边、前边，不是这样。
We do not just look at left, right, front and back.
我们每一个属神的孩子，我们是三维空间。
Every child of God, we're three dimension.
我们有上看上上看的。
We can look up.
我们看到属天的事情。
We can see heavenly things.
我们有属天的呼召。
We have a heavenly calling.
我们有属天的家。
We have a heavenly hope.
我们有属天的基业。
A heavenly inheritance.
我们有属天的盼望。
A heavenly hope.
弟兄姊妹，
说
彼得说，这个盼望在你头，好像开水一样的活活泼泼的在这里。
And Peter says, this hope is like a boiling water. It's alive.
如果你认识主,
if you know the Lord,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个盼望在你头, 你就活泼了。
And this hope in you is lively.
你知道你不是过一个属地的生活。
You know that you don't live in earthly life.
你不是过个平面的生活。
You do not live a flat life.
你是过立体的生活。
But you live a three-dimensional life.
你跟天连在一起。
You're connected to heaven.
我们虽然活在地上。
As we live on earth.
但我们与基督一同坐在天上。
But we sit with Christ in the heavenly place.
我们是个立体的人生。
We have a three-dimensional life.
皆是盼望。
This is hope.
弟兄姊妹，还有爱。
Brothers and sisters, there is love.
我想皆是最叫我们能够明白的一个真理。
This is a truth that we can understand the most.
爱是叫你认识的，对吗？
We can know love, isn't it?
没有，你有爱，你才有动力去认识。
Okay. With love, you have the motivation to know.
对吗？
Isn't it?
如果你不爱一个人，不爱一个人，他发生什么事，一点兴趣都没有。
If you do not love someone, and something happens to him, you don't care.
但是如果你爱一个人呢？
But if you love someone,
那就不一样了。
Then it's different.
他的大事你想知道，小事你想知道。
You'd want to know the big thing and the small thing that's happening.
对不对？
Right?
就像如果你有孩子的话。
If you have a child.
我还记得我孩子小的时候，哎呀，我女儿常说不要再讲来讲他了。
My daughters asked me not to speak of them when I preach.
但是有时候忍不住还讲两句。
But I couldn't help it.
他小的时候，他下课回来。
When she was young, when she came home from school,
我很紧张啊。
I was nervous.
我说，哎呀，今天你在学校学了什么？
I said, what did you learn from school today?
老师好不好？
How was the teacher?
同学好不好？
How was your friend?
哎呀，你今天中午啊，你带回去的午餐你吃了没有？
How was the lunch that you brought?
好吃不好吃？
Was it tasty?
哎呀，问了好多的问题。
And I kept asking many questions.
哎呀，问得他都烦了。
And she was bothered.
但是为什么我那么有兴趣知道啊
？But why was I so interested in
knowing? 因为我爱他。
Because I know.
我要认识他。
And I want to know.
我要知道他。
I want to know her.
对吗？我现在年轻弟兄姊妹，当你跟一个 女孩跟个男孩交往的时候，你对他不是很有兴趣吗？
When you're in a relationship with a brother or a sister, are you not very interested in them?
他很多事情你都希望知道他的。
You want to know many things about
them. 弟兄姊妹，有爱才有这个动力。
When sisters, with love, we have the motivation.
有爱才有动力要来认识。
With love, we have the motivation to know.
难怪有的诗歌这样说，认识神，爱是最短的途径。
And to know God, love is the shortest way.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
圣灵在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit is in us.
他把爱放在我们的里面。
He has put love in us.
保罗在罗马书告诉我们。
Paul said in Romans,
圣灵把这爱浇灌在我们众人心里。
The Holy Spirit has poured out this love in our heart.
他告诉我们说，
And he said to us,
在我们软弱的时候，
When we are weak,
当我们在做罪人的时候，
While we were yet sinners,
当我们还做仇敌的时候，
While we were enemies of God,
就神的儿子就为我们死了。
The Son of God died for us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你软弱了，
When you are weak,
谁在意啊？
Who cares?
你做了罪人，谁介意啊？
When you were a sinner, who mind?
保罗说，当你还软弱的时候，
But Paul said, while we were yet sinners,
在你还做罪人的时候，
while we were yet sinners,
在做神仇敌的时候，
while we were yet enemies of God,
我们的神就让他儿子为我们死了。
Our God asked his son to die for us.
神的爱就在这里向我们显明了。
And the love of God here is manifested.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当这爱充满了我们的时候，
when this love fills us,
我们怎么样呢？
What happens to us?
我们说我们什么都没有。
We say we have nothing.
主，我们只有一点点的爱。
Oh Lord, we have just this little love.
我要来归给。
I want to give it to you.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
旧约的时候，以色列人对律法根本守不来。
The Old Testament time, the Israelites could not keep the law.
所有的律法对他们来说都是非常难办的事情。
All the laws to them were tricky.
所以当这个律法师来问主耶稣的时候，
So when the When the teacher of the law came to the Lord Jesus and asked,
老师，哪一条是律法最大？
He asked, Rabbi, which one is the greatest law of commandments?
主说，你要尽心尽意尽心爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你爱主吗？
Do you love the Lord?
如果你爱他，
If you love him,
你就有动力来认识他。
Then you have the motivation to love him.
你知道圣灵在我们生命当中一直一直在来做。
You know, the Holy Spirit continues to work in us.
叫我们对主有信心。
So that we can have faith in the Lord.
让我们因信而活。
That we live by faith.
叫我们有盼望。
So that we can have hope.
我不会在这世界被绑得死死的。
That we are not tied down to this world.
然后圣灵来把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the Holy Spirit came to pour down the love of God in us.
我们读主的话的时候，
When we read the word of God,
我们读到信，读到望，读到爱。
When we read of love, hope, and faith, hope, and love,
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们读属灵书籍的时候，
When we read spiritual books,
我们读到信，读到望，读到爱。
When we read of faith, hope, and love,
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候，
Sometimes,
连我们人与人之间的关系，
When the relationship between one another,
神也指教我们。
And the Lord teaches us.
如果你有一个儿子把你气死了，
If you have a son that angers you so much,
好像我父亲说，
Like my father used to say,
我爸常说，如果你还在部队里头，我就把你毙了。
My father used to say, if you are a member of my army, I would have shot you.
很可惜，也很好，我还活着。
Sadly, unfortunately, I'm still alive.
有这个儿子，你才懂得什么叫做包容，你才懂得什么叫做无私的爱。
If you have a son like that, you would know what it means to have forbearance and the love that never dies.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你有时候问主说，主为什么这孩子给我烦死了？
Sometimes you ask, Lord, why did you give me this child? So much work.
为什么？
Why?
哎呀，怎么人家的妻子那么温柔，我的妻子那么难搞。
You know, their wife is so lovely. Why is my wife so difficult?
弟兄姊妹，
是什么？
在这一切关系里头，我们才能够对主有多点的认识。
In these relationships, we can know more of the Lord.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church.
你认识吗？
Do you know that?
你真知道吗？
Do you really know?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵来。
The Holy Spirit came,
把这一切向我们解开。
And He has revealed all these to us.
主耶稣说，直到真理的圣灵来了。
The Lord Jesus said, until the Spirit of Truth came,
就带我们进到一切的真理。
And He will lead you into all truth.
昨天我早了一点下来。
Yesterday I finished a little early.
我想今天晚上你容让我多讲一点。
Today you would allow me to say a little.
因为我还没有讲完呢。
I'm not quite done yet.
当我说的那么多的时候，
When I said so much,
弟兄姊妹，到底我们怎么能够认识主？
Brothers and sisters, how exactly do we know the Lord?
我们怎么从对主有一点点的认识，然后越来越多有认识呢？
How do we go from a little bit of knowing the Lord to more and more knowledge?
这个路在哪里呢？
Where is the way?
然后想弟兄姊妹，不用我讲，你们都知道。
And I think, brothers and sisters, you all know this.
我已经说过了。
I've said.
主要我们得到这真正的知识。
The Lord wants us to have this true knowledge.
这是生命树的故事。
This is the story of the tree of life.
对吗？
Right?
我们必须要得到生命树的果子。
We must have the fruit of the tree of life.
我们才可以得到这个知识。
Then can we have the knowledge?
我们才能够在这里能够认识主。
Then we can know the Lord.
生命树在哪？
Where is the tree of life?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得告诉我。
Peter said,
基督被挂在树上。
He was hung on the tree.
彼得前书第二章被挂在木头上，原文也可以是被挂在树上。
And second in Peter chapter 2, first Peter, and he said Christ was hung on a tree.
这里有一棵树。
There was a tree.
这个树是神的儿子挂在上头。
That the Son of God hung on it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当神的儿子挂在这树上的时候。
When the Son of God was hung on a tree.
他的命为我们倾倒。
He poured out his life for us.
主说。
And the Lord said,
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
A grain of wheat, unless it falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone.
死了就结出许多的籽粒了。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
弟兄姊妹，有没有看到这棵树？
Brothers and sisters, do you see that tree?
这棵树是神的儿子被挂上去。
That tree, the Son of God is on it.
他身体裂开。
And his body was broken.
他的血流出来。
His blood was shed.
他就是那棵真正的生命树。
He was the true tree of life.
当主在十字架上，他喊成了。
When the Lord on the cross, he cried out, "It is finished."
我们知道圣殿的幔子就从上到下裂为两半。
And the veil in the temple was torn from the top to the bottom.
我们都知道那幔子上头受了什么东西。
We all know what was sewed on the veil.
那幔子上头受了基督伯。
The cherubim was on it.
幔子有基督伯在上头的。
It has the cherubim on the veil.
当人犯罪之后。
After the man had sinned.
神才派基督伯守住生命树的路。
God sent the cherubims to guard the way to the tree of life.
拿着转动的火箭叫人不能再靠近生命树了。
With the flame of fire so that man would not draw near.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
当我们主身体为我们裂开。
When the Lord, his body was broken.
当我们主为我保应我们罪的缘故被挂在树上。
And for our sake, he was hung on a tree.
主说成了。
And he said, it is finished.
基督伯分开了。
The cherubim was parted.
这拦阻我们到生命树的路已经分开了。
The hindrance, the blockade, to the tree of life has been removed.
我们能够来到约柜的面前。
We can come before the ark.
我们来到神的面前。
We can come before God.
我们来到生命树的跟前。
We come before the tree of life.
我们能够接受这个生命。
We can receive life.
叫我们能够认识。
That we can know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，其实是客观的真理。
Brothers and sisters, that is objective truth.
什么是主观的经历？
What is the subjective experience?
弟兄姊妹，离开十字架，我们不可能认识主的。
Lord, apart from the cross, we can do nothing. We cannot know the Lord.
生命树的表号就告诉我们这是十字架的记号。
And the sign of the tree of life tells us this is the sign of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
每一次当我们说到十字架的时候
，Every time when we speak of the cross，
我们都知道十字架不是光叫我们受苦。
We know that the cross is not only to make us suffer。
我们都年轻的时候，我们常以为什么叫十字架的，叫我受苦就是十字架，绝对不是。
When we were younger, we thought, what is the cross? It makes us suffer. That's not it.
十字架有个非常重要的东西在里头。
The cross has a very important element.
就是跟神的旨意发生关系。
It has to do with the eternal purpose of God.
对吗？
Isn't it?
不是你受苦就等于十字架了，不。
It doesn't mean that you suffer that equals the cross.
您每一次我们经历十字架必须跟神的旨意发生关系。
Every time we endure, we experience a cross, it must have to do with the purpose of God.
就好像我们主在克西马尼园
Just like our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父亲啊
Oh Father,
可以不可以
Is it possible?
把这个杯拧开
Can you remove this cup?
我们主有绝对绝对的权利有这个要求
Our Lord had every right to make that request.
但我们主怎么说
But what did our Lord say?
然而不是我的意思
But not by my will.
是你的意思
But by your will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是十字架的内容。
This is the content of the cross.
十字架不是在当初挂在木头上还是十字架在克西马尼园就是十字架的说明。
Not only he was hung on the cross, but in the Garden of Gethsemane, that is the cross.
其实从我们主道成肉身那刻开始就是十字架道路的开始了。
The moment the word became flesh was the beginning of his cross.
那弟兄姊妹我要说什么
What am I saying, brothers and sisters?
当你明白神的旨意
When you know the purpose of God
当你顺服神的旨意
When you submit to the purpose of God
当你不为自己寻求你自己的好处你顺服神旨意的时候
When you do not seek your own benefit but you want to submit to the purpose of God
在那个时候你就认识主一点了
And that moment you know more of the Lord
是有代价的
There is a price to pay
你愿意不愿意放下你自己所坚持的
Are you willing to lay down what you hold?
你要不要坚持走你自己的道路
Are you want to continue, persist in your own ways?
当你愿意顺服的时候
When you are willing to submit
当你顺服你就背起你的十字架来跟随主的时候
When you submit, that is when you carry up, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
你说主我绝不是亏了吗
You ask the Lord, am I not at a loss?
我背十字架跟随你我得到什么
If I carry the cross and follow you, what do I gain?
你得到什么呢
What do you gain?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我要告诉你
Let me say this.
当你这样跟随主的时候
When you follow the Lord this way,
你就真正的认识他
You truly come to know him.
我可不可以这样说呢
Can I say it this way?
今天我们个人的生活
Our personal life
我们今天教会的生活
Our church life
会不会对十字架的经历太肤浅所以我们不够认识它
Are we too superficial on the experience of the cross so that we don't know him?
弟兄姊妹圣灵不是带我们去受苦
The Holy Spirit does not lead us to suffer.
我们常以为说我们受苦了主在天上就高兴了不是的
we often think that as long as we suffer the Lord rejoices in heaven
我们的神要做什么
what is our God doing
圣灵要做什么
what is the Holy Spirit doing
他要帮助我们
he is helping us
能认识我们的主
to know our Lord
保罗说我要换
Paul said I want to trade
什么代价没关系
whatever the cost
我都愿意换
I want to exchange
我要认识基督耶稣为至宝
So that I have the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the excellency
这是保罗的祷告
That is the prayer of Paul
这是保罗的呼求
That is the cry of Paul
这是你的呼求
Is this your cry? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们求你亲自来说话。
Dear Lord, we pray that you will come and speak to us.
因为你说听见神儿子的话的人就活了。
Because you said, whoever hears from the Son of God is alive.
主，求你说人说不出来的话。
Oh Lord, speak the words that man cannot say.
成为你教会的祝福。
So that you can bless your church.
成为你儿女们的祝福。
That your people may be blessed.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.